It's Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces, and I'm in the media dining room with my sidekick, Melanie Rubin, and her daughter, Jessie Rubin, who are waiting to watch Noah Rubin play his first round match in the Junior U.S. Open. And unfortunately, we're on a rain delay, but that gave me the opportunity to speak with them, so I'm kind of grateful for the weather right this minute. Melanie, thank you. Jessie, thank you for being here. And I want to just ask y'all, what was Noah like last night? What was it like being with him the night before his big debut match?
Actually, he was pretty fine, pretty regular. We had planned on going out to dinner, and he had just had a lot of workout time. So we ended up bringing food in, and he and Jesse and Jesse's boyfriend Jake they watched some television, and that's it.
And Jesse, you were hanging out with him this morning before he headed over here. What was that like?
It was great. I mean, we don't really talk about tennis to begin with. I just ask him, what's up? How's everything going? But other than that, we usually just watch Boy Meets World and hang out and just talk about life in general.
And I have to ask you, does it bug you that people ask you about your brother all the time?
Absolutely never. I love talking about my brother. If anything, I ask people to talk about him to me so I could just brag about him more. I know that does sound crazy, but he's really, maybe if I was 10 and he was 5, that's when I would have cried because he was getting the attention on the court. But now it's like, I just love it. He's my claim to fame.
Well, hardly, because you're pretty accomplished yourself. You played college tennis and for 4 years, right?
Yes.
And so, it's not like you don't know what you're talking about when you sit down with him, but you really never talk about tennis with him?
We rarely do. I'll just ask him, how's training? Are you tired? It's more I talk about the emotional aspect. Like, I just ask him, how are you? Do you still love it? And he's like, yes, I still love it. Leave me alone. Like, you're my sister. Shut up. But other than that, we really just talk about stuff that normal teenage boys would talk about and that I would talk about with him, because I want to be that normalcy in his life more than anything.
When the kids were younger, and Jesse is 5 years older than Noah, when the kids were younger, they, were on the court together, and Noah would get a lot of attention. And maybe Jesse was about 9 or 10 years old, and I said to her, Jess, you have a choice, because Noah's always going to be somebody that gets attention for his tennis. So you can either revel in that, or you can resent it. And instantly, she chose to revel in it. And, I'm fortunate that tennis has actually brought my kids together over the years. They trained at the same club for all the years. They had the same friends. So even though one's a boy, one's a girl, and there's 5 years difference in their age, they shared this tennis. They shared the friends. They went to the same Sweet 16s because they had the same friends through tennis. And, Jessie's just, she's great about it. And, they're very close brother and sister, and I love it. It means the world to me.
I'll bet. How does it feel sitting here now in a rain delay, but knowing that at some point today, hopefully, you're going to be seeing your little boy play in the Junior U.S. Open?
Let me tell you something. It is unrivaled. The feeling, the experience is just amazing. Look, anything can happen out there. Win, lose, it doesn't matter. The fact that he has the opportunity, he has created this opportunity for himself to go out there and compete on the world's biggest stage. And it's just, as a mom to see that, it's just unbelievable. And, I just hope he has a good time and does well.
And Jesse, what's going to be going through your head as you watch him?
Well, the first time I've seen him play in a while was a couple of weeks ago in the qualies. And all I kept saying to myself was, oh my God, that's my brother. Oh my God, that's my brother. That's really all I kept saying, because I was really in disbelief, because I'm up at school. And since I had such a challenging schedule at school with my tennis and other activities that I was in, I never had time to go and see him anywhere. And if I did, he was out of the country, which is amazing for him, but not so easy for the sister to follow him. So I was just so happy I got a chance to see him. It was as simple as that.
That's fantastic. Well, I wish him the best. I know you guys are going to just be bursting with excitement and pride and all of that today, and I hope I'm going to be sitting right there with you to watch him. I hope we all get the opportunity to see him play. And I just want to say, in this manner, I'm so just beside myself excited that I finally got a chance to meet Melanie and the beautiful Jesse. And these guys are an amazing family. And so for those of you listening, if you're ever at a tournament and you see these beaming smiles, go introduce yourself and tell them, oh, I know you. You're from Parenting Aces. And they will embrace you like they've embraced me. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.